Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are grateful to be with you guys today. Pat on the back for showing up for yourself and diving a little bit deeper into your interpersonal self. This season, we are talking about the Plan to Recover mini journal and just incorporating a journaling practice into your life and what are the benefits of that. Today, we are looking at a part of the daily reflections and prompts in the Plan to Recover mini journal. And we're focusing on to-dos. And the title of this episode is too many to-dos and not enough motivation. So too many to-dos, no motivation. I think we have all found ourselves there, like, I don't know, three times a week. It's maybe out of the 7 days. If you get four good ones, I think that's like excellent. And I just want to point out, when we're doing our daily reflections in the mini journal, that's what that self-compassion portion is for. If you start to look at, I have too many to-dos on my plate, or I'm piling too much on myself, and I'm not able on a daily basis to accomplish them, write up a little bit earlier on the page where it says self-compassion, and go ahead and offer yourself that. You know, sit in it and should be like, okay, so why do I feel like I am struggling to initiate? Why do I feel like my executive functioning is impaired? You know, be real, compassionate with yourself. Give yourself grace and mercy and insight and attunement and understanding. What needs that you have aren't being met that you can't engage with the tasks at hand? Okay, let's go deeper. Let's look at what's going on interpersonally. Because for a lot of people that I work with, sometimes they're in full-on crisis. Okay, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, physiologically, and definitely relationally. They are in full-on crisis and beating themselves up that they can't accomplish the tasks on their to-do list. Well, come on. There is a time for self-compassion, and there is going to be a time, if you are engaging with this journal on a daily basis, where you look at the to-do list and you go ahead and you draw a line through the whole thing. And then you go down to the part that says did do, and you say, not today. That's fine. It's beautiful. It's self-compassion. It's self-knowing. It's intuition. Okay? It's grace. That is a beautiful day. That is a day well lived. When you can look at the list of to-dos. Yes, I know that sometimes we need to prioritize things and kicking the can down the road becomes problematic and just increases the stress and anxiety. I get that. But there are also certain days where it is best just to honor the space that you are in and know that that will be there tomorrow, because it will be. It will be. And sometimes just drawing a line through all the to-dos and saying not today is a blessing that you can give yourself, and it's well deserved. So I just want to start by giving you permission not to engage with this part of the journal at all. Okay. And as you start to move through this journal and get to know yourself better, when you're looking at what's going on interpersonally, what's that interpersonal landscape looking like on a daily basis? What's going on internally and externally? What's happening circumstantially around you? You know, what are you carrying? What kind of load? When you start to look at that, you will start to be able to gauge, you know, more realistically, how many to-dos are even healthy, okay? And some days, none are going to be healthy. So I just needed to start this episode by saying that. Please give yourself permission when you are dysregulated, when you are in distress, and when you are in crisis to let the to-do list go. Because even if you do it, one, you might not even remember doing it. You also might not do it with intention, and you might have to redo it. Okay, there are so many reasons to pause. There are so many reasons to disengage. And that is doing something. Okay, so maybe on the to-do list, you say, disengage. Okay, refrain from tasks or any task-oriented, you know, pursuits. I'm going to let my productivity addiction die today. That is a thing of beauty. The reason we have the to-dos on here, though, is because a lot of people are feeling extremely stuck. Okay. And in the Plan to Recover mini journal, we really are focusing on three specific behaviors and how to be very mindful and intentional about them. That's why we implement an AM routine that supports them, a PM routine that supports them, and we're not only looking at logging them and holding ourselves accountable on a daily basis, but we're also looking at what did we do today that supported that. So this is not necessarily a section for I need to pay my taxes. It's not necessarily a section for your daily tasks. It's what did you do or not do, which is doing something, that supported the three behaviors that you are really giving a lot of attunement and attention to this 90 days. I hope that is making sense to you and giving you permission and giving you some clarity around why this is on this page. Why are we coming back to it on a daily basis? And it is only to support those three behaviors that we have very honestly and vulnerably looked at and seen that we need to address them, okay? So the to-dos really focus around that, all right? So if I have said I'm going to drink 120 ounces of water every day, which is one of the things on my list, maybe my to-do is, did I fill up my water bottle the night before so that when I'm walking out, it's ready to go, okay? That's what we're looking at. Not, you know, did I lay out the clothes for the kids? Not, did I, you know, do such and such at work? You know, this is not to log that. There is a place on your calendar for that. Okay. And that is a very important workaround, and I'm not minimizing it. I know that we have things that we want to accomplish, but this to-do list is really to focus around the behaviors that you are paying a lot of close attention to in this 90 days. All right. And so you have to-dos, you know, and you also have the did-dos. I like that because it's really nice to be able to see how you show up for yourself continually, remembering that it is showing up for yourself when you say no. That is a thing of beauty. So saying on my to-dos, I decided not to do X, Y, and Z, and putting that you did do that, you actually followed through on it, that gives you a sense of accomplishment because you know it supports the behaviors that you're focusing on that month, that 90 days, that year, okay, however long you need that to carry over. So please understand that that is why this part is here. It all goes back to supporting those behaviors, what you're implementing or what you're abstaining from for that 90 days. So the did do's is really just an opportunity to celebrate how you showed up for yourself that day. And you'll notice that the next part, the next prompt is, and how did you reward yourself for these did do's, right? That is so important. And we're going to have another episode later on it, but it's something that we miss. We miss. We fly past. We don't have tolerance for celebration. We don't have tolerance for pause. We don't have tolerance for reflection. We don't have tolerance for the pat on the back, that attaboy, that attagirl, like, good job. Look at how you show up for yourself and how many days in a row you've done it. Rewarding yourself, celebrating yourself, honoring yourself, building those trust bonds, knowing that every time you have a to-do that is followed up by a did-do, and you actually solidify that with a reward or celebration, that is so powerful. And it goes deep into that realm of self-discovery. And that's what this journal is for. It's about automating, yes, healthy, life-giving habits. But at the end of the day, that leads to a deeper level self-discovery and authenticity. And that is why we have this journal and why we hope that you will engage daily in this journal. Okay. All right. So the Plan to Recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery. If you don't own one, please go check it out. And even if you choose not to buy it, at least look at how it's laid out so that you can implement something similar because it works. Okay. This isn't about getting you to buy our journal as much as it is about you implementing a healthy journaling practice that gets you one step closer to knowing yourself better. Okay. That is my call to action for the direct impact listeners, is just go engage in that, or at least go look at all the journals that are out there that might take you one step closer to knowing yourself better, because you are amazing. And I want you to feel that in every single fiber of your being. All right. Thanks so much. And whether you're thinking about engaging in this journal, or you already are and you want to offer us some feedback, please, please, please do so. Follow us on Instagram. Send us a DM and just say the word journal. And we'd love for you to email us and give us some details. And hey, if you're like super excited about the way that you're engaging in the journal and you want to share it with us, let us know, because I'd like to get you on the podcast and see what you have to say. All right. Thanks so much. And I'll see you same time, same place. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.